If you've ever been to the Northwest Folklife Festival, you may well have seen Mudet Ka'apana perform at the Hawaiian Showcase. For more than 25 years, Ka'apana shared her passion for hula and Hawaiian culture. She died this week. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna has this remembrance.
To people who knew Mudet Ka'apana, she was Auntie Moody.
There's a saying in Hawaiian community, whoever, "Hui, Auntie, how you?" Because everybody knew Auntie. They knew Auntie Moody.
KUOW's Stephen Gomes met Ka'apana when he moved to Seattle in the early 90s. They became good friends. They co-hosted a radio show featuring Hawaiian music on KXPA. Gomes says she taught him a lot about the songs and about the language. It was all part of her training as a kumu hula, an expert in hula. For Ka'apana, hula was her passion. She was one of the few kumus in the area.
She told me when she became a kumu hula, it just made her feel like she was where she always wanted to be. And she told me one of her highlights was that she was able to dance the hula of the song Ikona, done by Lidward Ka'apana. She said it was magical. She felt the magic.
Ka'apana's love of Hawaiian music and hula began when she was a little girl. In this 2008 interview for the Washington State Historical Society, Ka'apana credits her father and grandfather for instilling pride in their culture.
When we were children, we'd go up to my grandfather's house on Christmas Eve, and before we could get our present, we had to do something for him, dance a hula, sing a song, something related to something Hawaiian. If nothing else, you know, no hula, no present.
Ka'apana came to Seattle in 1972 to go to college, and she stayed. She shared her knowledge and love of Hawaiian culture. She taught hula and became a mentor to many, including her younger sister, Jadine Robinson. Robinson became a kumu last year. She says hula isn't just about the dance. There's a story in every song.
She loved storytelling. She loved what the song meant. And she could, when she explained it, you could sort of see the mountains and what she would be talking about.
After Ka'apana became a kumu, she opened a halau, a hula school in Burien, where traditions are passed on to the next generation. In addition to her sister, Mudet Ka'apana is survived by her daughter and husband. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.
Auntie Moody's hula group has performed at Northwest Folklife Festival for more than two decades now. There is talk that her hula school may continue on. I would have trouble saying the name of the hula school, but Auntie Moody's friend and colleague is our morning producer, Stephen Gomes. What is the name of her hula school?
It's Halau Hula, Pulamahia Ika Liko Lehua.
And it may go on without Auntie Moody?
Yeah, they have some what we refer to as alaka'i, who are her assistants, and they're going to take over. I'm hoping. It's a fabulous school, and it does not need to stop. She has students, and they're all ready to go.
I feel the love for her and the passion for the culture. Thank you, Stephen.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. KUOW Stephen Gomes, native of Kauai, on KUOW 94.9 Seattle. News and information. Oh,